New Seed brings local growers golden opportunities for producing profit on their fields. We offer proven sunflower hybrids for every field and every market, available with herbicide-tolerant traits and downy mildew resistance. Also, new canola genetics with advanced herbicide tolerance for commodity markets, or a New Seed Omega-3 canola production contract can provide growers with even more golden opportunities. For more information about New Seed products and golden opportunities, go to newseed.com and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. On Wednesday of this week, got an announcement from USDA on what's called the PAP, Producer Assistance Program. It's part of the CFAP, and sign up for those who did not sign up in the first round of assistance for producers due to coronavirus will reopen on April 5th, Monday after Easter. On Wednesday, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack had a little sit-down session with us at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and he outlined why USDA came out with these measures of assistance for the people who fell through the cracks in the first round, livestock producers, and a little more detail on the PAP of CFAP.
I think it's important for us to sort of set the stage for why we did what we've done and what we announced today. This really is designed to encapsulate a set of decisions made by USDA that is designed first and foremost to help those a bit more than who have already been helped under the previous COVID relief packages, perhaps provide greater outreach to those who might have been qualified for participation in programs but didn't know about them or didn't fully participate because they didn't know how to, and also to extend help to many in agriculture and in the supply chain who previous to this had not received any help from COVID relief packages or perhaps received very, very little. We've divided this thing into four basic steps or four parts. I'll briefly review all four and then be happy to respond to questions you have on this or any other topic. The goal of us in this effort was to try to provide as much help as equitably as possible to as many producers as possible who have been hurt by COVID. Given the diversity of agriculture, the size of operations and methods of production, this was not an easy task. And it took us a bit of time to sort of get our arms around what the need was, how much resource was available, both through COVID packages and through normal USDA packages, and then try to put together a comprehensive plan. We are using resources from COVID. We are using resources from previous COVID packages. We're also using resources from some of our more traditional USDA programs. So four parts. First part, we're obviously focused on making sure that we're carrying out the formula payments under CFAP 1, 2, and AA, rolling those into this more comprehensive effort. This is going to allow us to make payments to farmers who already received the benefits of these programs. Rules have already been written. Not much administrative work to be done here. So we're in a position to make payments and to begin making those payments very, very soon in the month of April. Payments will involve under CFAP 1 payments to cattle producers. They don't need to apply. They don't need to take additional steps. This is essentially providing additional resources to what we anticipate would be about 410,000 producers, about $1.1 billion of additional support and help. Rates for these producers will be published on a website at farmers.gov/CFAP. I would encourage cattle producers to take a look at that to determine how much they might be entitled to in addition to and above what they've already received. In addition, we will also this April begin the process of paying out the $20 per acre to eligible crops identified under CFAP 2, crops that are identified as either flat rate or price triggered crops. Now, this includes a wide array of crops: alfalfa, corn, cotton, hemp, peanuts, rice, sorghum, soybeans, sugar beets, wheat, many other products. No need for new applications. Based on the CFAP 2 eligible acres, anticipate 560,000 producers receiving about $4.5 billion of additional assistance and help. We also recognized that there were some folks who perhaps were involved in prior COVID packages where the formulation, the calculation may have potentially created a situation where some people wouldn't get the kind of help and assistance that they needed. And for that reason, we're going to basically make some adjustments. I'll give you a couple of examples. There was an opportunity for swine producers and contract growers, poultry, to receive payments, additional payments. The problem was the formula that was used in initial efforts really created a circumstance of inequity between the size of operations. And so we're going to try to smooth that out a little bit and try to make sure that we set up a formula that will allow for adequate resources and help to swine and contract growers. On sales commodities, which are a wider range of products, when we calculated the base upon which your payment would be made, we didn't allow them to take into consideration insurance that they may have received, indemnity payments, NAP payments, or WIP plus payments that they may have received. We think that we should allow them to recalculate, if you will, and we're viewing this process and allowing them to essentially go back in time to basically shore up the amount of loss that they had in fact to sustain so that they get a payment that makes sense. There are other adjustments like this that are in sort of the first bucket, if you will, of this four-part effort to try to provide pandemic assistance to producers. The second bucket, we're taking resources that would that come from traditional USDA programs that are specifically designed for local and regional food systems and basically getting them out the door in an expedited way. There's roughly $500 million that we've identified of new funding from these programs that we're going to try to expedite getting out the door quickly, which should provide help and assistance to small, mid-sized producers, specialty crop producers, and others. It's $75 million for farmers, for training and outreach. That's designed primarily for socially disadvantaged farmers to give them some additional information and training. That money is going to be provided $100 million under a local ag marketing program. This is designed to provide assistance for direct to consumer marketing, benefiting local and regional food markets. $75 million in the Gus Schumacher Nutrition Incentive Program, which is designed to encourage more consumption and more purchasing of fruits and vegetables. An opportunity as well for a specialty crop block grant, $100 million to go out to state commissioners, secretaries, and directors of agriculture for additional assistance and help. So that's the second bucket, $500 million to try to encourage more marketing and more opportunities. The third bucket, and within that $500 million, there's a series of other steps. So we're getting money for APHIS to assist in disease, animal prevention, additional resources for ARS, and to partner with the Texas A&M on a One Health initiative, and $80 million to provide some assistance in the cotton industry as well under a program that was established under the Economic Adjustment Assistance for Textile Mills program. So a lot of different unique opportunities here to provide help and assistance to get folks who are in the supply chain or are critically important to agriculture generally in the country, getting them assistance and help. And then the final bucket is essentially recognizing that under CFAP 2, our outreach probably needs to be improved, particularly to socially disadvantaged producers. And so there'll be an opportunity to reopen CFAP 2, if you will, a new 60-day application period that gives those folks who may have been left out and left behind an opportunity to participate in the program.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack speaking with Farm Broadcasters Wednesday. A few more details on the next element of CFAP, the producer assistance payments.